The European Union said an effort to repatriate a Belarusian athlete from the Tokyo Olympics was further evidence of brutal repression by President Alexander Lukashenko. It said it welcomed Poland's decision to grant her a humanitarian visa. A spokeswoman for the EU foreign policy chief said the attempt to forcibly repatriate Krystyna Siemianowska against her will does not respect any Olympic truce. The 24-year-old track star was supposed to be in the Olympic Stadium Monday to compete in the 200 meters heats, but was instead the subject of intense diplomatic wrangling. She was one of more than 2,000 Belarusian sports figures who signed an open letter calling for new elections and for political prisoners to be freed. Republican U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham announced on Monday that he has tested positive for COVID-19, despite being vaccinated. The longtime senator and more recent ally of former President Donald Trump said he has flu-like symptoms and will be self-quarantining for 10 days. In an announcement on Twitter, Graham said, "I am very glad I was vaccinated because without vaccination, I am certain I would not feel as well as I do now." The South Carolina Republican, who is 66, added, "My symptoms would be far worse." Graham said he began experiencing flu-like symptoms on Saturday and sought medical help on Monday. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said Monday that Metropolitan Transportation Authority and Port Authority employees working in state facilities must be vaccinated or face weekly testing beginning after the Labor Day holiday, September 6th. The policy will cover more than 70,000 workers, most of whom are already vaccinated. Last week, Cuomo announced that public-facing state employees working in high-risk situations, such as those at state hospitals, must get vaccinated against COVID-19 with no option for regular testing. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.
微信关注可可双语精读公众号，免费获取海量讲解笔记。